Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
All right, so today we'll talk about dropshipping. Just to describe dropshipping, you don't have to stock products. You go and you make an agreement or get an agreement with an existing manufacturer or an existing supplier, and you say, well, I'm going to sell your products. Give me a data feed of all your products. Give me images. I'm going to load this on Amazon or on eBay or on my site, and I buy it from you. Let's say I'm buying this, right? I buy it from you for $3. I list it at $6. I sell it at $6. I turn around. I tell you to the manufacturer, say, ship this for me. You ship it to my customer under my name, and I make $3 profit. That's what dropshipping is. You don't have to keep an inventory. You don't have to have a warehouse. We're going to talk about the benefits of dropshipping as well as the negatives of dropshipping and if it makes sense in nowadays to dropship anything. Okay. So first of all, let's talk about why dropshipping is popular. Why does everybody want to dropship?
No overhead.
No overhead. Okay. You don't have to spend money on merchandise. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy anything in bulk.
You can get started very quickly.
Okay.
And you can be anywhere you want. You
okay. Know? You can list on Amazon. You can list anywhere.
Yeah.
Correct. And all you have to do is spend money for a website or to list on Amazon or list on a platform.
Very low overhead. So you see it a lot with maybe, you know, new brands, new startups coming out. I want to test the waters with a new product rather than getting the inventory and holding on to that inventory, not knowing if it'll sell or not.
Mm-hmm.
They'll test the waters with dropshipping.
Okay.
If they're successful, sometimes they'll even continue dropshipping or they decide to, you know, actually get the inventory in stock.
Correct. So if for anybody that's listening, if you're looking for a very, very easy, fast idea to start dropshipping, the fastest way to do it, I think, is on Amazon or on eBay, right? Or on Etsy, if Etsy allows you. Just go to AliExpress.com. Tons of products that you can get in a week or two. Cheap. Get one. Get like 50 of them. You can't really dropship one by one. But get them and then relist them on eBay or relist them on Amazon. And you'll make a few hundred dollars here and there. But to be able to make thousands of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars with dropshipping has become very, very difficult in the past few years. And let's talk about the negatives of dropshipping. So what do you think the primary negative of dropshipping is?
It's extremely competitive. You know, finding a product that isn't already saturated.
Okay.
So
the research part of it.
Exactly.
So there are tools such as, I think, Jungle Scout is one of those tools that you can research Amazon and different marketplaces. So if you're just getting into dropshipping, if you want to invest money into this, look at websites like Jungle Scout, look at websites like keyword.io to try to see and do some research on which products are attractive. It's definitely competitive, but talk to me about price when you're dropshipping.
You're going to have significantly lower profit margins, you know, so you're going to have to be able to compete with other, you know.
Why do I have lower profit margins?
Well, because you still need to pay the supplier, right? So if the supplier, you know, if the item costs $3-$4, you know, in order to be competitive, you can't mark it up too much. But at the same time, you know, you want to make a profit. That's when it becomes difficult when you're competing with other manufacturers, other suppliers that are selling direct to consumer the same exact product.
So what happens is, let's say I want to buy this mouse. There are two ways I can buy and sell this mouse. One, I can drop ship. Now, if the supplier has this, the supplier ships this product for you. You advertise it one by one, so you don't have to buy stock or keep stock. Let's say as a dropshipper, I get this at $5 and I sell it at $10, right? But the company that dropships for me needs to charge me shipping, needs to charge me a pick fee, which means their people in their warehouse are going to pick and pack this item for you. You don't have any operations. You don't have any employees. So they're going to add on those costs. So this suddenly becomes from $5 cost, another $2 pick fee, usually $7, another shipping fee for $4. So it suddenly became $11, right? So to make any money, I can't sell it at 10, I gotta sell it at a higher amount. Now, why is the supplier, if they drop ship for me, increasing the cost? Because they're incurring more costs and they're doing me a favor, actually. They're saying, I will drop ship, white label your operation in my name. So they're providing that value for you. That's why the price is high. But if I have $10,000 and I go and I buy, you know, $5 a pop, 2,000 of these, I'm going to get a better price. I'm not going to get it at 5 or 11. I'm going to get it at maybe 4, 330 because I'm buying in bulk. So the pros of dropshipping is that you don't have to invest. But the con of dropshipping is that the price will always be more expensive. And not to mention that you have to be an incredibly good salesperson or a marketer because there are 100 other people that are using the same dropshipper, correct?
Exactly.
So let's talk about that. I mean, how do you compete with those people? What can you do differently?
It's tough. I mean, like you said, you're already paying for the product, the picking fee, the shipping, and now what is left for advertising costs? Mm-hmm. How are you going to get that product out there to compete with these other individuals that are selling the same product? Mm-hmm. You're only going to decrease your profit margins more.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult. Very, very difficult.
I think there's just no magic trick here. You at the end of the day, you have to invest into your company. You have to invest into your marketing budget. And like you were saying, perhaps today, because the market is so competitive, dropshipping makes less and less sense.
Yeah. So the only way dropshipping will make sense is if I know a supplier or a brand that's up up and coming, and my uncle works there, or I've been working with this company that never sold online for years, and they love me, and they say, hey, why don't you sell our products online? So only that kind of a deal will make sense from a dropshipping standpoint. But the trick there is they have to be set up for dropshipping, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the reverse side of things. If you are a brand, and if you are manufacturing products, and if you want to sell more of your products, you can go list it on Amazon. Amazon takes 15 to 30%. You go sell on eBay. It's hard and competitive. You can do a website and pay for pay-per-click. You're going to end up paying $4, $5, $6, $7 a click. There are advertisements are expensive. So there's an angle for sellers or manufacturers here to create their own white label operations for dropshipping. So they have, instead of, you know, one website or one Amazon account selling their products, maybe they have 20 different people selling their products. What do you think about that? Creating a dropshipping operation for actual manufacturers. Do you think it's viable, it's worth it for them to create that setup in their warehouse so they can dropship for people?
I think so, because they're setting off all their marketing costs on companies they work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can focus solely on the manufacturing part.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Have we had any clients that created white label structures?
Yeah, we've had one. And basically what they do is they you know, created a system where they get the product from the manufacturer and just puts it into their own packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have one of their own packaging machines in the supplier's warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So the supplier can actually just drop it in and ship it out with the branding of the company.
Yeah.
So
the biggest problem, again, for dropshipping for sellers is the price point as well as the competition. Now, I actually got into e-commerce with a dropshipping website. That was back in 2004. My first website that I ever created on Yahoo Stores was a dropshipping website, and it did extremely well. But if I try to do a dropshipping website today, even though I have a team of 40 people and I have a marketing department and a development department, I still wouldn't get into a dropshipping business unless I have an incredible relationship with somebody that's going to say, hey, here, sell all these products and I'll give you a break because I know you're a good marketer and you're my son-in-law or you're my whatever, you know, you're my niece, right? So, but that still doesn't mean you cannot dropship. There are people out there who don't need to make millions of dollars. They're just looking to, you know, quit their jobs and make $4,000, $5,000, $3,000, $6,000 a month. I think dropshipping can still be viable, but you have to find that niche product.
Yeah.
And that niche product Again, Jungle Scout is one of these tools you can use. You can look at Amazon for different types of tools. You have to find the right supplier. The price point needs to be good. And the last step is you have to find a good place to sell it. Now, I know a lot of people who buy from dropshippers because there is no minimum quantity and who sell in these flea markets. I know at least 6-7 people that do that. So when you're dropshipping, the idea is not that you have to sell it online. You can get it at a lower cost with no minimums, and then you can resell. That's, I think, what dropshipping benefit is. But if you must sell online, I think one of the, if you go through a website, make sure that you get a data feed. If the dropship company has 1,000 products, get the data feed. The fastest way to do this is with a BigCommerce or a WooCommerce or a Shopify website to test it out. You load the products and they get indexed. And the first thing you do from an organic standpoint is target locally. But if you want to make money, you have to be able to get, I guess you have to know Facebook really well. If you are good at Facebook, dropshipping makes sense. Because if you have products that have high average order volumes, like $100 and plus, and you can profit $40, $50, $60 by selling a product and dropshipping it, then Facebook makes sense. You want to talk about that, Joe?
Why does the average order volume
need to be high?
Well, because remember, you're now going to be, you know, spending money on advertisement. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, now you're going to need to factor in what your CPA is on top of what your cost of, you know, of the drop shipping, you know, from the suppliers.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why it's really important. It only makes sense if you have, you know, the higher profit margin that you can go ahead and start advertising. And then when it comes to advertising, definitely Facebook over Google PPC, because you're going to have a lower cost per click.
Got it. And you might just get lucky. You might find a supplier that's willing to drop ship for you, and they might have products on Amazon, or they might have search volume on Amazon. They've never sold on Amazon. So you might just get lucky and find a supplier. I would look for suppliers in the Midwest that have never done online. And the way you find them is you have to be really good at research. You know, how can you find an organic food manufacturer or an organic dog food manufacturer in the United States that's not selling online yet? If you can get that guy and say, hey, I want to sell your products. Can you do this for me? Can you drop ship and kind of work your magic if you're a good salesperson and build those relationships? There's definitely money to be made. We have clients who drop ship and who make millions of dollars. But then again, they have established these relationships. For Amazon, if you want to drop ship on Amazon, you have to be careful because Amazon is very, very strict with this kind of stuff today. Remember, price is an essential point. If you already have listings for the products you want to sell on Amazon, if they already have listings, you're probably not going to be able to compete. And the best way to be successful on Amazon nowadays is you have to be the brand. So if there's a way for you to find the product and then rebrand it somehow under your brand, get a basic logo from Fiverr, you know, get a quick website up with WordPress or Wix, and that would be the best way to do it. And you got to look at your average order volume and average profit. If you're making, if you're buying this at 5 and selling at 10, don't even get into it. Stay with high ticketed items. One of the items that I like to dropship are collectibles. Because collectibles, sometimes you might get 5, 10, and people are looking for it and it's gone. I've sold thousands of dollars of collectibles 10 years ago with dropshipping. I still see opportunity with that. So find niche products. Anything else you guys want to add?
No, I think we covered it.
Yep. So again, with dropshipping, make sure that you find that niche. Make sure you find a reliable supplier. As a matter of fact, sit down, take a piece of paper, blank piece of paper, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do an execution schedule. If you're an existing brand who's already selling millions of dollars, dropshipping might be an avenue for you to increase your revenue and increase your volume by having multiple people sell for you, because tons of people sell in flea markets on eBay and you don't have to hire these people. They can just sell for you and do volume. I would also look at gift shops. Gift shops are a good opportunity for big brands to be able to get into and decrease your minimums. I mean, minimums kill business most of the time. If there's a way operationally you can limit your minimums and decrease them, like if your minimum order is 100, make it 5, increase the price because you're going to sell more. And that's about it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.